So you know my house is the hangout, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kids around the neighborhood, at my house, night and day. Cool, 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 awesome. All right. Well, we get to chatting sometimes, and just a couple of days ago, one of the little girls who was visiting the house, she told me she wrote some poetry that won a contest and would be published in a book. Mm-hmm. And she was so excited. Now, as somebody who has fallen for a lot of things in my time, I am familiar with some of these things essentially being scams. Like, you know, you win a necklace on Instagram. They say, let us send you this necklace you won. Just pay $8.99 in shipping and handling. Well, it's a $1 necklace. They're making a profit off of it, but they make you feel like you won. And the same with this kind of stuff. Oh, your poetry is great. We're going to publish it exclusively in this book. And you can buy the book with your poem in it. And they market that to enough people, and they're able to sell a book to people. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is printed. It is in a book somewhere. So I opened my mouth to say to her, oh, you got to be careful with stuff like that. It might not be legit. Then I just shut my mouth again because I thought of something that Craig Ferguson said once. He said, does this need to be said? Does this need to be said by me? Does this need to be said by me now? And no was the answer that I got in my little brain here. Does this need to be said by me now? It would just bring down her excitement. It wouldn't change her wanting to believe and wanting to see the book and her poem being in it. And if her mom wants to buy that book and if she's inspired to believe that she's so good at this and she wants to write more and share more of her thoughts on paper, I don't want to discourage that. It wasn't that important. It was important to let her share, to tell her how exciting it is, tell her how proud I am of her, and just let her be happy. Those questions are really good checkpoints for emotional intelligence. Does this need to be said? Does this need to be said by me? Does this need to be said by me right now, right at this moment? It does highlight the importance of timing. Mm-hmm. We can avoid speaking when our emotions are high or when ears aren't ready to hear. It also encourages patience and tact, and it improves our chances of a message actually being heard. And I'm glad for that choice. I didn't have to prove right then I was right, yeah, or that I knew better. I just had to listen. And I hope this helps you communicate intentionally, meaningfully, and in a way that will be more likely to build your relationships with those around you.
Something interesting to think about.
I thought so, because, you know, there's part of us that always wants to just fix the problem. Yeah. I can't tell you how often that comes up. People talking about, you know, couples therapy and stuff. It's like, I don't need a solution right now. I just want you to listen.
Yeah.
We don't always have to say, well, let me tell you what you have to do. Sometimes you just listen. And I wasn't going to take away her excitement what would it be like?
No, you know, no.
$19 if her mom wants to. It didn't matter. It didn't need to be said. I didn't need to do that just to show that I was right or I knew better. So let her go on with that thing. And I look forward to seeing the book.
Take that with you today. I love that. I love the three things you need to ask yourself.